Here's Ventura, RBI single in the first. Watch out. Look at this. Robin Ventura drilled on the first pitch by Nolan Ryan, took exception to it and decided he was just going to charge the mound.
Well, the pitch was behind him. No question. You know, Robin's been hitting that spot. That's at least the second time, and he delayed for a second. There they go.
We continue our conversation with Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan.
Well, you were preparing for the end, and this guy named Robin Ventura charges the mound. One of those memorable Nolan Ryan moments.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that is that it was a reaction on Robin's part, but it there was some history there, not between Robin and I, but between the Rangers and the White Sox. We had gotten in a fight with them earlier in the year, and so there was some bad blood there to start with, and I was an aggressive pitcher, you know. I'd pitch inside, and so they knew that. And so I just think that when Robin came up the first time, I left a ball out over the plate, and he got a hit to left field. And so I felt like I needed to come in on him. And I certainly, my intent was not to hit him. I was going to pitch him in on his hands. And if I missed, I was going to miss in and get him off the plate. But I got too far in and hit him, and he just responded. And you know, that thing took on life of its own. And
does that bother you?
You know, it's not what you want to be remembered for. Does it bother me? No, but you know, I felt bad about him, for him. And when he got the job as the manager of the White Sox, his first manager managed game in the big leagues was opening day in Arlington, and I was working as president at that time with the Rangers, and I think the media thought, oh, what's going to be made of this? Well, about 30 minutes before the first pitch, I went over to the visiting clubhouse, went into his office, and congratulated him on getting that job and wished him luck. And I told him, I said, you know, Robin, I'm sorry that this thing's taken on a life of its own, you know, and I certainly don't have any animosity or hard feelings, and he didn't either. I mean,
well, you have no reason to have animosity. You left a knot on his head 20 years his senior. He's the one that has to live through that.
You know, it was just, like I say, I think it was just a reaction on his part, and he certainly, I think he probably wished it never happened too.
You don't, I studied the film again, you hardly move. You prepare your, I mean, you steady yourself. Is this something you've thought through in your head a few times? This is what I'm going to do?
Well, you know, I think it's just a response, you know.
You'd held a steer or two in the same position, right?
Yeah. And I told people, I said, I was just glad that he was a normal-sized person, because prior to that, it had been Willie McCovey and Dave Winfield.
Right. And Winfield in 80 was not a pretty picture, right?
Yeah. And so that's just the way it was.
Mm-hmm. So, do you wish that would go away, or is it you just understand that's part of baseball?
Well, you know, it's kind of died here, you know, in the last few years, you know, and so I don't.
Maybe in your world, not in mine. Yeah. When your name comes up, people mention that moment.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I can go to a question and answer situation, and I usually it used to be the second or third question that came up. Now it may be the fifth.
Mm. Larry Durker said that I was asking about your pitching style and how pitchers responded, and then, you know, was the Ventura thing, you know, Dave Winfield and McCovey, and there were these cases, and he said no. Nolan wasn't known as a headhunter. He didn't throw at you the way we all know who some of the guys were. He said, didn't throw at you to throw at you, he said. But he was known as an enforcer. He was a consummate teammate. And if you threw at his guy, you knew the next inning you came back out, and he was going to throw at yours. Is that fair?
Yeah, it was. I wanted my teammates and my hitters to know that if they needed protecting, I would protect them, and that we weren't going to stand for people. And I tell this story about Norm Cash. Norm Cash was, I felt like, a friend of mine, and he was from Texas, and Norm and I knew each other, and Billy Martin was a manager, and they'd hit two or three of our guys, and so I told Art Kushner, my catcher, I said, we're going to get the first guy that comes to the plate, and it happened to be Norm. And Norm knew he could sense it coming, and he told Art, he goes out, he says, Art, after my last warm-up pitch, he goes, go out there and tell Nolan I had nothing to do with this, it was Billy. And so Art comes out there in the mound. He says, Norm wants you to know that he had nothing to do with this. And he said, I said, well, tell him I'm sorry.
In advance.
That's just the way it worked out.
Was that part of the mindset, is they got to know?
I think that, one, your teammates need to know that you'll do what you need to do to protect them. And two, you need to send a message over there that that's not acceptable and that they're not going to get away with it. And I think by them knowing that, then it curbs that, curbs a lot of it. And, you know, the game's changed a lot, obviously, of what we were accustomed to doing in those days to what it is today. And they're trying to protect the players because they have such an investment in them.
Obviously, the famous Reggie Jackson quote, he said, I loved facing Nolan and I hated facing Nolan. Hitting the fastballs like eating ice cream. And I love ice cream, but I didn't want Nolan shoveling ice cream down my throat. But he also said that you were the only pitcher that he ever thought about putting an ear flap on his helmet. Is that a compliment? Or?
Well, I think he realized that, that, you know, being a fastball pitcher and that you don't have a lot of time to react if a ball's in. And I think he knew I was just wild enough to get hitters' attention. That obviously what he said, I take his compliments. And but I also understand, I tell people this, I said, if hitters would have known what I knew, I wouldn't hit off me. And I don't think, you know, if they knew what I knew as far as my ability at times in my career to control my fastball, they probably would have been a lot more hesitant to stepping in the box.
Coach Durker said that he felt like with JR, who, of course, his career was cut short, he said JR was even wilder than Nolan. And he said people were afraid of him because he might hit you and he didn't intend to. And he said, you know, Nolan on his worst day, his control wasn't there. There was fear in that batter. Is that something that you understood and you knew was a tool?
Well, I'll tell you this. I used intimidation to my advantage because there were some hitters that, you know, that was an issue with them, you know. And you knew who those guys were. And so, you know, you'd pitch them in and early in the count and try to use it to your favor.
If you want to hear this entire interview, plus a lot more that you haven't heard because we didn't have time to put it on air, go to michaelberry.com and you can hear all of it.